I'm saying the swamp cooler just seems like the swamp today, don't it? Because you know what it is? It's probably working fine. It's what's going on within us that's making us hot right now. We're making each other hot. Well. Now, you had your hand up a second ago.
Oh, you answered my question, I think. So.
Yeah.
But the flip side of this peace and enlightenment stuff, a few weeks ago you said, just because I'm becoming enlightened doesn't mean I'm a fool.
Exactly. That's what I meant by stuff like, he said that love is unconditional, so therefore this person is abusing me, and so I'll stick it out because I need to practice unconditional love. See, that's being stupid.
That's dumb.
Or to say stuff like, oh, you know, this relationship is miserable and it's been miserable for the last 20 years. I just as well stick with it because I got to learn this lesson anyway. That's dumb. That's not enlightenment. That's stupid. Why delay your ability to experience peace until someone else changes? That's crazy. Your partner may not want to accept the truth for 20 more years. Your friend might not want to accept the truth for 20 more years. Are you going to wait around until they decide that they're going to accept the truth? Or are you going to be willing to love them when they accept the truth, and you'll be willing to love them while they're not accepting the truth? But you're going to choose a form of relationship with them that's most peaceful for you. Because I'm not around your body doesn't mean I don't love you. It may be easier to love you if I'm not around your ego body. There's a lot of people that I've liked a lot more away from them. So I call it separating to heal. Some people you separate from to heal. Because while you are away, I just said that in a relationship. We separated, but we healed. Because in getting away from each other, we were able to see each other more correctly than we ever could together. Now, it didn't mean we entered back in the same form of the relationship that we had before, because then that wouldn't really be in the growth. It just means that we chose to be in relationship with each other in a way that's more peaceful for each other now. So we changed the relationship to suit our goal. We didn't try to hang on to the form. We tried to change the form. In other words, we do the things together that we feel peace doing, and we don't do the things together that we don't feel peace doing, and we don't try to change each other in the process. That's different. Where the first time around, it was, you need to change, I need to change, I want to change, I want to change. Then put myself in this situation to see if I can grow. Oh, watch that one. I want to grow. What you're doing scares the hell out of me, but I want to grow. Hey, don't fall for that one. That's a big one in the, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know you can't handle it, but you're going to say, well, the course says I should give him freedom. So what I'm going to do is, even though I know I probably want to kill myself if he spends 3 nights with another person, I want to grow. So I'm going to tell him, go ahead. You know, that's how people get killed. Y'all relate to what I'm saying, right? You don't want those I want to grow relationships. You watch out for them. Normally I wouldn't do this, but you know, I need to grow. That one of my favorite lines in this book, and you hear me say this about all the lines of the book, one of my favorite lines in the book, is the purpose of a relationship is to make happy and nothing else. The only purpose you should be in a relationship with me and I should be in a relationship with you is for us to experience happiness together. Every other need is the ego. If I'm doing it for security, to have somebody for my old age, have somebody to grow, No, I'm with you because we experience happiness together. Now, if I choose to be in a relationship with you and we're not happy together, but I'm determined to stick it out, then I should say, the purpose of this relationship is for me to experience a lesson in love, and that's perfectly okay. I want to stick it out so I can learn what the truth is. That's nothing wrong with saying that, but don't make that the goal. I mean, you might happen to end up in one and you're willing to stick it out to change it. That's cool if both of y'all want to. But don't get up in the morning and saying, I need to, I, if I'm going to say I want to be in a relationship to have the opportunity to learn, then I'm talking about I want to be in this relationship in order for me to have the opportunity to learn more about who I am. I'm not in this relationship to learn more about how to make you make me complete. You're not here to 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 make me complete. Finish this paragraph here. I can't believe it's almost 1 o'clock. It's the one. And I don't mind, you know, you don't have to, I'm really okay about people not agreeing with the way the truth comes through me. That's okay. So if you have, you know, if you want to ask me something, that's okay. I mean, I don't take it personally. Because most of the time when people ask questions, it's just because they want clarification, not because they want to attack me. They just want to get clear about what I'm saying. So feel free to, especially on Wednesday. So that's the one I like to do that more in. So you with me? So is it true then that people support the peace in you more than they support the attack on you? Isn't it true everybody does? Isn't that a truth? Everybody does. That's not an abstract statement. Everybody gives you more peace than they give you conflict. So they are better witnesses for peace than they are for conflict. You've already accomplished that. You already have more people that don't give you hell than people who give you hell. Isn't that great? But the ego needs to use people as sources of what? Fear support, right? So what is it going to do? It's going to therefore overlook the people that give me peace, right? And it's going to say, well, Earl, everybody in this room gives you peace. Let me go back to Sean again. You're clearing up past life stuff. Okay, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to really invest time in you, because I already have peace with you. What I'm going to spend all my time doing is trying to get peace from Sean. Right? So I'm investing all of my energy into the area where I don't receive peace, and I'm withdrawing all my energy from the areas that I do feel peace. And so I'm really using Sean to increase my conflict and decrease my peace. Because I'm not investing in my peaceful relationships. When you wake up, you'll go, the best way for me to heal with Sean is for me to take the focus off Sean, invest my attention in all of you that I feel peace in, which means I have all these loving, peaceful experiences all day long, and I just feel so whole and so complete because I'm getting such witnesses that I look at Sean and go, what am I upset with Sean about? I feel too good to be upset with Sean. It's okay for Sean to be Sean. Actually, it's me making myself upset with Sean. Sean didn't really do anything to me. He just did whatever I wanted him to do if I wanted to use him for fear support. He was just really a great witness for me to desire to feel unhappy. I should take him out to dinner and tell him how great a job he's done as being a petty tyrant. Because he helped me realize the truth. And we go check out a movie. Then me and Sean have had a good time because I'm not judging Sean anymore. So that's the end of the problem with Sean. But if I put all my attention on Sean, I'm only increasing my conflict because what you think about expands and where you put your energy increases. Are you doing that? In some areas of your life, are you focusing all your attention on the person that really is not peaceful for you? And then the persons that you really have had the most peace with, you haven't called them, you haven't went out with them, you don't spend time with them, you don't give them priority at all. Why? Because you all are handled. You're not giving me a problem, so I don't have to give you any attention. You're not giving me a problem, so I really want to give you attention. That's where the same mind works. Oh, I have a great time with you, I'm going to give you more attention. You know, you go out with somebody and they don't call you back, then y'all had fear together, even though it looked like it was fun at the time. Because if that person had really enjoyed you completely, then they would want to invest time and energy. That don't mean necessarily they'll call you every day and you'd be around every day. But you will feel nothing but peace when you think of them. And you wouldn't feel insulted, whatever was going on in the physical, because you could feel the relationship was real. There are people in my life, I don't see them.